Hi, I'm so glad you're with me today. I'm Jeff Davis, and I sure hope you're doing well, staying safe and keeping sane. This week, we seem to have a glimpse of a light at the end of the COVID-19 tunnel, as some American states have begun to open up a bit. That's welcomed news. Today's podcast features the executive directors of two of America's, and honestly, the world's top wine regions. And as I adhere to the shelter-in-place request, these were not recorded on the wine road, but by telephone. So, let's go to the phone.
We've done some Open the Cellar campaigns where we have assembled a special wine theme, and wineries have populated that with wines, a special offering that goes out to consumers over a two-day period, and those have been extremely successful.
You know, Jeff, you and I both know wine is all about people, and it's about the relationships we build. And so many people have so many great relationships with our wineries. And they're not only, you know, loving the wines that they produce, but these are real friends.
He's Michael Haney, the executive director of Sonoma County Vintners. And she is Linda Reif, the president and executive director of Napa Valley Vintners. Each will share what their organizations are doing to help their winery members and you, the wine-loving public, to get through this most unusual time. And by the way, both organizations are donating a lot of money to help those who are struggling these days. You'll have a great respect for these vintners' organizations after you hear today's podcast. And be sure to stick around until the end as I share some promising news that just came down today. For now, I'm going to leave it at that as I start my interview with President and Executive Director, Linda Reif. Linda, the Vintners organizations always do an incredible job of supporting their members and the community. But these days, as the wineries are stepping up their game, so are the Napa Valley Vintners.
Yes, thank you, Jeff. We have been working extremely hard since the beginning of this crisis to help our members, their employees, and our community. And we've been helping our members in a variety of ways. The first would be with regular communication, assembling resources, filtering through the massive amount of information that's been coming our way from different levels of government about how to continue operations in a limited capacity as best we can. We have also put together a number of webinars for our members. We've done 22 so far, and they've covered a wide range of topics, everything from general business of health and safety for workers, establishing efficient remote working systems, responding to change, lots of things in the marketing arena, best practices for virtual tastings, outbound phone sales, better social media engagement, things like that. And then we've established a bunch of new marketing programs. We basically had to scrap everything that we were working on.
Right.
Lots of those were in-person events, as everyone, and instead go completely virtual. So we have a lot of fun things we're doing, and I'd love to share some of those with you and your listeners, if you like.
Great. Yeah, sure. I did want to mention that you're certainly publicizing a lot of the virtual tastings that are going on, and especially on your winery events page. And it is amazing how many wineries are getting creative to connect with the public and generate sales.
It's really fun to see. Everybody's had to pivot, obviously, all businesses, to try to survive right now. And the wineries here and around the state have done the same thing. I think right now on our site, we've got 50 different virtual tastings that are happening. The listing shows that coming up here soon, and a number of other things that wineries have been doing to connect with customers. And you can find all of that on our site, napavintners.com. In addition to what the wineries are doing, we've created our own programs as well. Every Friday night, we've had an Open That Bottle night, where we've been featuring a different variety or a different theme of a wine and inviting folks to join in. We've had guests on those shows. We've done live broadcasts on Instagram. Right. We also have a campaign going called Helping Our Community Never Tasted So Good. And that's supporting all of the restaurants who have been able to remain open by making orders to go.
Yeah.
And really encouraging the community to support those restaurants and to get some food from them and support them. And by supporting them also, some of those restaurants are also able to sell wine to go, which is great.
Yeah.
And we've got we've done some open the cellar campaigns where we have assembled a theme, a special wine theme, and wineries have populated that with wines, a special offering that goes out to consumers over a two-day period. And those have been extremely successful. So those are just some of the examples of things that we also have been doing ourselves differently to help our wineries in the area during this challenging time.
And everything you just mentioned, there are so many different levels to those too. So there's a lot of activity happening around them.
Absolutely. And I think as everyone right now trying to connect with your customers in the best way that you can, given the limitations. And so that is consumers, whether it be virtually or good old-fashioned phone sales. I mentioned that was one of the webinars we organized. It's really great to hear how many wineries are doing well by just getting on the phones and connecting with their customers. And mm-hmm. I think that might be refreshing for some folks to actually have a conversation with people versus, receiving everything virtually right now. So it is nice to have a conversation. And they've also been connecting with their retail partners because, as you know, retail sales of wines are doing very well right now. And so making sure that orders are fulfilled there is equally important. So old-fashioned getting on the phone still works as well.
Right. And I've been pleasantly surprised with the amount of buying that people have been doing. You know, obviously, they're trying to stock up their shelves and they're taking care of their own personal needs. But it seems like there is definitely an effort on the public's part to support the wineries and the restaurants during this period.
Yes, I completely agree, and I love that. I love seeing that in Sonoma and in Napa, folks are really working hard to support the local restaurants. Eat, shop, and drink local is what we say, and buy local wines. And I have to say, I myself have taken advantage of some of the really nice offers that wineries have done, mm-hmm. and I've stocked up on some wines, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah. It makes you feel good to help out. And my wife and I, too, have been doing takeouts from restaurants and buying wine from others. And as a matter of fact, we were over in St. Helena 2 weekends ago, I think, and went by Spring Mountain Vineyard because before this happened, I was putting in a couple of days there as a wine educator. So picked up some wine there at a good price. And we got dinner at Farmstead to go. Brought it back over here to Santa Rosa from Farmstead.
That's great. Well, thank you for giving some business to restaurant and of course the winery.
Speaking of Spring Mountain Vineyard, I'm on their email list as well, of course, and I have been amazed at how many emails you all at the Napa Valley Vintners are sending every day and sometimes multiple times a day.
That's right, so you're getting all the inside information.
I haven't seen that
since you work with them. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. Well, then you know exactly what I was talking about when I started saying we've been providing information and resources on a regular basis. Normally we send out our, it's called Vintner Press, and it goes out to our 550 wineries and their employees. About 4,000 people are on that email list, and normally we do one a day, and that's a very, they're very short, one subject. You can quickly open it, look at it, see if it's of interest, and then click over to sign up for whatever it is that mm-hmm. we're doing.
Yeah.
But because of this crisis and the amount of information and as things have changed so rapidly, we have had to do two of those a day. And even I think there was one day where we did three.
But it
just was too important with what's happening, again, at the local, state, and federal levels with the things that are happening and changing that business owners and wineries need to be aware of. And by the way, our readership on those has gone up 450%.
Well,
so clearly people want to know what's going on, and we are providing relevant information, and we are very happy to be able to do that.
Right. Yeah. And I think I've been impressed, honestly. I mean, the first thought you have is, oh my gosh, this is a lot of email. But then when you think about the effort that goes into providing all that information, it's astounding.
Exactly. It's in fact, that's what I was doing before I got on the line with you, is we were working on one. I was editing one about the new health and safety guidelines that are being developed for the phased responsible reopening of wineries. And I was just looking at that. And when we get off, I'm going to finish that.
I'm looking forward to that day, that's for sure. Not you finishing your email, but when they can slowly start opening.
Right. Nice. And what we believe is the responsible way to do that is that it be in phases. We first need to get employees back and get them educated and trained and feeling comfortable and safe or up to nurse.
You know, this COVID-19 period is about the fourth crisis they've experienced in just the last 7 years or so. And that inspired them to help create the Napa Valley Community Disaster Relief Fund, which has certainly been helpful.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. That followed the earthquake. We have to, not just the fires, we also had the earthquake in 2014. Yeah. We established the Disaster Relief Fund. Made a lead gift of $10 million, and that fund has been able to help this community through all of the disasters, all of the crises, the first the earthquake, then the fires, and then now with the COVID-19 crisis. That money is being used now in the community to help provide safety equipment for frontline healthcare workers. It's also being used to provide child care for those workers
great.
Be able to go to work and a whole host of other things, doing good in the community. So we're really happy to be able to help in that way. And there's some other things we've been doing as well. We recently gave a $100,000 gift to the county and a nonprofit that had set up a testing site at the Napa County Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. That was to dramatically increase the number of tests that are being done, first for frontline workers and then for other folks who are worried that they may have been exposed. And our goal is that eventually that is opened up for anyone who wants to get a test.
Great. Yeah. That's the community COVID-19 screening you're talking about?
Yes, exactly.
And unfortunately, this year, you have to cancel your auction, Napa Valley.
I know. It was heartbreaking. It's our 40th anniversary.
Oh, that's too bad.
And so, yeah, we had, of course, everything was all organized, like everybody, though. I mean, we understand our friends in Sonoma had to cancel theirs, too, and lots of other worthwhile community fundraising events have had to be canceled. The good news is, though, because years ago, we started saving money. We established an endowment fund a number of years ago for times like this. Mm-hmm. And so we are able to still give at least the same amount of money that we gave last year following the auction. So we're really proud to be able to do that because all of those nonprofit organizations need our help now more than ever. By the way, our largest single beneficiary is Olay Health, and Olay Health now provides all medical care to 1 in 5 people in Napa County and 1 in 4 children in Napa County. And we're very proud to be their biggest donor and supporter, and it's pretty incredible all the work that they are doing right now to help the community.
Community is the big word because that's what happens when we have these emergency situations. And I love how the wine community and restaurants and others come together and support one another.
Right.
You know, getting back to the emails that you're sending out, I noticed one of the ones that came recently was concerning the Napa Valley's environmental certification, focusing on climate solutions and the best management practices with your Napa Green initiative. And this year, you're hoping to hit 100% by the end of the year.
Yes, we're hoping that is still something that is extremely important. We're proud that 90% of our members are participating in a vineyard and or winery program. And of course, we'd love to get that to 100%. But meanwhile, the thing that you're referring to is we have evolved the program. It is a separate, standalone nonprofit organization. We are still its biggest supporter. But it is now going to focus on climate change at an even higher level, and we're excited to see where that program goes. So that's the communication, the recent communication that I think you're referring to.
Yeah, an additional step in the process of the environmental certification.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, great, Excellent.
And that's one of the things that the beauty of this program is it is outside third-party certification. It's not a self-assessment. It's a very serious, rigorous program. Vineyards and wineries have to demonstrate that they are meeting and exceeding 100 different standards. There are outside inspections to ensure you're really doing those things. And there is a commitment for continuous improvement, and you have to be recertified every few years.
That's fantastic. Yeah, just like Sonoma County. I mean, we're doing a great job and
yes,
being sustainable.
Exactly.
And
now, really proud of the work in Sonoma. Lodi, other areas of the state have also very strong commitment to this effort.
Are they doing the similar thing in Europe, do you know, at this level? I know that the Italians are big in the slow wine movement, but
there are different types of environmental certification programs in the different countries focusing on different aspects. But we believe our program, the Napa Green Program, is excellent because it's looking at the entire property, not just a vineyard, but the open space, the roadways, the creeks, the habitat, et cetera. And it's also looking at all aspects of the winery, including employees and employee families mm-hmm. and the greater community.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great. Linda, you know, Napa Valley Vintners are doing an excellent job and respectable as always. And it's good to see
you
doing what you can for...
Thank you.
Not just the wineries, but for the community.
Thank you so much. You know, we celebrated our 75th anniversary last year, and wow, that feels like so long ago. It feels like we've lived another 75 years in just these past 8 weeks. But we're really proud of the fantastic work all of our vintners have done in taking care of land and community and helping establish Napa Valley as a world-renowned wine region. And the organization being able to step up at this time to help our members, their employees, their families, and the greater community. It's really an honor, and it gives us something really good to be working on during this really incredibly challenging time.
Right, right. Well, congratulations. But one more thing before I go.
Thanks.
Speaking of time passing, how long now have you been Chief Executive Officer at Napa Valley Vintners?
24 years. This summer I'm going to have my 25th anniversary.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
When I started, we had 100 wineries, and now there's 550 here in Napa.
Well, you've done a fine job of expanding.
It's interesting, though. The vineyard acreage has remained almost exactly the same. But it's the number of very small wineries, family-owned operations. 95% of our wineries are still family-owned and operated. And so the dramatic growth has been in very small family operations.
Yeah. And those who make wine without vineyards, who buy the wine. And
there are. Yes, that's right. There are
so
some
many of those.
Who, yeah, correct. However, yeah. Of our wineries, 70% plus do own their own vineyards, and a significant number own their own winery as well.
And so many are making such exceptional wine over there.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And I can't wait to hear the program, and thank you for what you're doing for the industry and the greater community as well. All of the media outlets, I think, have been critical now more than ever. And so I just want to say thank you to you, too.
It's been my pleasure. Well, stay
safe.
All
right, take care.
She's Linda Reif, the president and executive director for the Napa Valley Vintners. On their website, napavintners.com, click on Wineries and Wines. Then you'll see Winery Events. And there they have virtual tastings and other events separated into a number of categories. For instance, events with food, events with wine discounts, events with live music. Scroll around and see if there's an event that strikes your wine fancy. Now it's time to take a leap across the Mayacamas Mountains to leave Napa Valley and enter Sonoma County. We heard what the Napa Valley Vintners are doing for the wineries and community. Now I'll talk with Michael Haney, the executive director for the Sonoma County Vintners. I run into Mike every now and then on the wine road, but unfortunately I only seem to talk with him on the radio when there's a crisis. So here we are again.
Michael, thanks for joining me, and I sure hope you and your family and those you work with at Sonoma County Vintner's Office are healthy and maintaining sanity.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you so much for that, and I'm really happy to be here today.
How's your sheltering in place going? Are you doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, just like everyone, it's surely a big adjustment. But one of the things for Sonoma County Vintners that has been of assistance to us is after the fires of 2017, where we, of course, couldn't get to the office and things like that, we made some arrangements with, you know, some technology and so forth to be prepared for the next time. So our organization, our team is all remote and working from home, but we're able to communicate with each other really well. Because of that, and keep doing the work that our members and our wine community need us to do.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've had quite a few of these the last few years.
Yes, we have, haven't we?
Goodness. And you know, I was going to say the fact that I work at home in my home studio and I do a lot of audio work, I don't get to listen to the radio at all during the weekday. But I see that you've been on Steve Jackson's Vintner's Vibe for quite a while now.
Absolutely. We do a remote Vintner's Vibe. We call in for that. We have our Vintner guests call in. Of course, Steve's at the studio, and it's worked out great. We're able to still communicate the messages and the promotions and things that our Vintners are doing on our show, and Steve does a great job, of course, and we're still having fun.
Good, good. That's on Tuesdays. What time?
It's every other Tuesday at 5:20 to 6.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to give you some weekend exposure here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Before we get to the Vintner's response to COVID-19, I wanted to offer my congratulations on Sonoma County being named Wine Region of the Year for 2019 by Wine Enthusiast Magazine. Way to go.
Wasn't that fantastic? What a great honor. And, you know, I just think it comes down to reflecting all the fantastic hard work and dedication that our vintners, our growers, our wine community has been doing, you know, for generations here. And it's just such a great acknowledgement of our county and, of course, the world-class wines that are being made and distributed from here.
And right next to that, on a parallel line, we have the Sonoma County wine growers who have finally come up to about 99% sustainability with vineyards in the county. And that level of achievement is, if I'm not mistaken, the highest in the world, isn't it?
I believe it is. And, you know, the growers and Carissa and her team over at Wine Growers have just done an amazing job with that initiative.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's not only great for Sonoma County and known, of course, throughout Sonoma County, but it's recognized around the world. And it's something that we can really hang our hat on and be proud of.
Mm-hmm. Boy, a lot going on here in Sonoma County. Proud to be here.
Sir.
You know, I've been talking with winery principals the last few weeks to find out what creative avenues they're taking to generate sales, and so many are offering wine discounts and special shipping rates and virtual tastings, which I think will become the norm now because people are getting used to doing it. But the Sonoma County Vintners are promoting wineries and their efforts with your Sip From Home website.
That's exactly right. You know, it's been really fascinating and inspirational to see how our wineries have really stepped up. You know, they're not only resilient, as we've seen for years, but they're also incredibly creative. And one of the things our organization has done is we've created this Sip From Home webpage on our website, which is, of course, sonomawine.com. And you can go to that webpage and click on it, and you'll see at least 100 different promotions each and every day there that is being updated all the time from wineries all across Sonoma County. And you'll see not only shipping discounts and great wine packages put together, but of course virtual happy hours, virtual tastings with the winemakers. And this webpage has been accessed and used in so many media inquiries from Forbes magazine and so many others around the nation to really get the word out to consumers that if you're looking for some great virtual programming or possibly some wonderful wine deals, this is a great resource for you to look at.
And I will certainly ride your coattails too, because I've been trying to keep up to date on my website and Facebook page, and there's so much going on, it's hard to do so.
It really is. You know, wineries have really jumped into that virtual programming. Obviously, some were doing it before this, but now most are. And they're finding it, I think they're finding it really, you know, not only fun for the consumer and for the wine principals, but of course, right now, it's a critical, lifeline in regards to being able to sell their wine.
When you go to Sip From Home at SonomaWine.com, you'll see an extensive list that includes every winery that belongs to the Sonoma County Vintners Organization. There you'll see the specials each are offering, and that's followed by yet another extensive list of virtual experiences. Check out SonomaWine.com. At this point in the conversation, I express to Mike how thrilled I am, as are the wineries, with the amount of wine that is being purchased by consumers during this period. As I mentioned to Linda in the first segment, I know much of this purchasing is to help people maintain their sanity, but it also appears they're expressing their support for the industry.
Absolutely. And, you know, that type of support we saw, you know, in the fires and the floods and so many other things, you know, it's just really amazing to see not only how our wine community steps up each time and supports our community, but, of course, the consumers out there. And, you know, Jeff, you and I both know wine is all about people, and it's about the relationships we build. And so many people have so many great relationships with our wineries. And they're not only, you know, loving the wines that they produce, but these are real friends. And they want to not only support the business, but support their friends as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's why these virtual tastings are so beneficial, because especially for single people who are at home alone, it's a nice way to connect with the wineries that they love and the people that they know from the tasting rooms and such. And I really like these two-way tastings that people are doing now by appointment, you know, so you can talk back and forth.
That's a lot of fun. And, you know, you're even having wineries doing a cooking demonstration and pairing that with their wines as well. So there's all sorts of fun stuff to check out.
Yeah. You know, and I'm sorry I didn't get you on last week so we could promote your virtual happy hour for Cinco de Mayo, May 5th.
Yes.
Tell us about that lively, colorful virtual event.
You know, it's going to be fantastic. You know, here in Sonoma County, each and every day, you know, we're celebrating that diversity that we have here in our wine region. In Cinco de Mayo here, we have a number of fantastic Mexican-American wine principals and winemakers that are going to join one of our team as a moderator and have a really fun, high-energy, engaged celebration of not only that diversity here in Sonoma County, but of all these winemakers' wines. So it's really something to look into, learn a little bit about the wines, but also, you know, just have some fun.
Yeah. You know, before I moved here in 2011, I lived in Arizona, primarily in Tucson, but in Phoenix. And so I've had quite a few Cinco de Mayo celebrations over the years.
That's great. Well, this one planned is surely going to be a lot of fun. And our team's done a great job in working at it. And one of our board members, Anna Keller, is going to be on there as well. So you're going to have a great group. I think it starts at 4 o'clock on the 5th. And there's more information on our Sonoma Wine .com website for that as well. So I would encourage everybody to come on in and join in and have some fun.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to promote it before it happened, but I did promote the celebration on my Facebook page. So got you a little publicity.
Well, we'd love it. And, you know, we just came off of a fantastic seminar that we partnered with wine growers on celebrating Earth Day, which, and, you know, we were talking about sustainability earlier, and it really centered around that and all these great accomplishments that, of course, our growers and vintners have done with sustainability over the years. So that was a really great thing. So these webinars, I find them not only educational, but again, you know, it's a lot of fun, and especially the ones you can really engage in and communicate on.
Yeah, so true. Well, now on a more serious and thoughtful note, Sonoma County Vintners Foundation has provided an initial investment of $145,000 from the Emergency Relief Fund to organizations including Corazon Healdsburg for the Winery and Restaurant Employee Assistance Program. And what a great move on your organization's part.
Well, you know, our restaurant partners out there are hurting just like all of us are. And they're a critical partner and element to our wine community. And, of course, because of this whole COVID virus, so many people, whether they're wine employees or restaurant employees, have either been furloughed or laid off right now. So we wanted to be able to do something to support those wonderful people out there. So by working with Corazon, we've been able to set up this fund to give some assistance to that group. But I will tell you, Jeff, in addition to that fund from our emergency relief fund. Our foundation just signed the checks this past week. We just put $1 million out into our community, helping to fund 80 different nonprofit organizations throughout Sonoma County.
Wow.
And, of course, that money can go for COVID-19 assistance as well as other programs as well. So our foundation is basically our wine community. You know, we're so proud to represent them, and as you know, they're constantly giving back to our community in so many ways, and this is just another way to show how they step up every day and do so much for our county, and we're just so very, very proud to represent them.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and it is such a community around here, the nonprofits and the restaurants, you know. They sell a lot of good Sonoma County wine in restaurants.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So.
And we need to, you know, step up and support our restaurant partners. You know, just like our wineries, you can do curbside and take out with our restaurant partners. And they're even, you know, we talked about virtual programs. Some of our restaurants are doing some very creative, fun programming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those of you listening in Sonoma County, if you happen to be on furlough from a restaurant or a similar business, you can go online to sign up at CorazonHealdsburg.org/COVID-19. They help those in need on a first-come, first-served basis, so jump on it soon. CorazonHealdsburg.org/COVID-19. I was curious if the funds they're using to support those in need is coming from the annual Sonoma County Wine Auction.
For our emergency relief fund, actually, we don't have any funding from our auctions go into the emergency relief fund. That is independent individual donors from literally across the United States.
Wow.
Who have contributed to that fund. That, you know, and we've been able to engage that fund, of course, for fire support, the floods of last year,
mm-hmm.
A number of other things. So it's a very, very important fund to have at the ready, as we've seen from the past, but to be able to have such great support from not only the wine community, but people who really love and support our wine community have been able to help fund this important assistance fund.
Yeah, I had no idea that's where it came from. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Now, our community grants that I talked about that we just engaged over 80 different nonprofits, most of that funding does come from our Sonoma County Wine Auction that we hold in September each year.
I sure hope you can do it again this year. We'll see.
Yeah, you and me both.
Well, on that topic, I was not surprised to see that you had to cancel your annual Taste of Sonoma that Sonoma County Vintners has been putting on and doing such a wonderful job with over the last who knows how many years now. But this year you just decided to pull the plug on it.
Absolutely. You know, it's an iconic event here in Sonoma County. It's actually one of the larger events, wine branding events here in Sonoma County. Lots of fun. Lots of consumers really look forward to that, and our wine community looks forward to it. But
mm-hmm.
obviously, it's a large gathering of people, and right now, it just wouldn't be prudent for us to go forward with that. And, of course, we were in talks with our county officials, our wine community. So while it was a sad decision to make, it was one that we needed to do. And we're also, though, looking at some creative ideas that we'll be talking about moving forward in the next weeks to kind of keep that Taste of Sonoma brand going here in this year until we can get back to our regular type of programming in 2021.
Yeah, I'll pass on the information.
Absolutely.
Yes, something that big requires so much planning, and you couldn't do that last minute if we decided that you were able to pull it off.
Absolutely. Events like that are literally year-round planning.
Mm-hmm.
Our team has been working on this year's event. If we had it, they started right after last year. So, yeah, it's a great team effort, but it takes, you know, months and months of planning and logistical work, and it'd be very difficult just to throw that together.
Well, I know everyone's anxious to get out to the wineries and see their old friendly faces again and support the industry, and hopefully that won't be too much further down the line, but a majority of us are doing a good job in supporting this whole thing and sheltering in place and keeping our distance. But I am looking forward to getting back out there again when we can.
You know, I know I can speak for every winery in Sonoma County when I say we are looking forward to having people coming back to our wineries, engaging with our teams and staff, and really, you know, getting back involved in some of those wonderful experiences that we used to have. You know, I think hopefully here in the next weeks to come, we'll be able to start to reopen some of our tasting rooms and with maybe some modifications in place as the county deems fit, and we'll be able to start engaging people and pouring our wines and creating new relationships as well.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. Great. Well, Michael, thanks so much for your time and joining me today, and keep up the great work.
Well, Jeff, thank you for all you do, and it is always a real pleasure to be on here, so thanks so much.
I always enjoy talking with Michael Haney. And as I finished producing this podcast today, it was announced that the Sonoma County top health official has submitted a plan to reopen restaurant, brewery, and winery patios and outdoor spaces. No date has been set yet, but it seems like it might happen sooner than later. In an online article, our friend Michael Haney was quoted as saying most of the 450 tasting rooms in Sonoma County are ready to reopen immediately after industry leaders draft guidance for how to safely do so. End quote. I'm sure Napa County will be ready as well. This news is a good way to wrap up these interviews, don't you think? Today's podcast was written and produced by me. The music is sourced from FirstCom. Find my past interviews at onthewineroad.com. You can find me on Facebook as On The Wine Road, and I'm on Instagram and Twitter at JD Wine Road. Please continue to follow safety guidelines for your sake and all of ours so we can continue to get together here on The Wine Road. I'm Jeff Davis. Cheers.